It's the Live 88.5 Startup and Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. We get his audio auto reviews every couple of weeks. You can find other stuff at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How do you like this Scion IQ?
Well, I have found it very difficult to find a car that I really didn't like, and I've managed to find two in the last 5 years or so. The first was the Smart 4.2.
Right.
Now, the first generation Smart. I haven't driven the current one, nor do I want to. And the other one is the Scion IQ, which I kind of I like to say the name phonetically and call it the ick. Basically, it's a Smart 4.2 with a back seat.
Okay.
Or Toyota's version of a Smart. So, I mean, it's not as bad as the Smart, but, well, the wheelbase is so short when you go over a speed bump, it's like getting tossed off a mechanical bull.
Right.
On the upside, it has a surprisingly roomy back seat. I actually got in there and went for, probably about a 10-15 minute ride, and I really didn't hate my kids that were driving at the time it was done. I was, I got to take my hat off to that. They have to choose. You either have a back seat or you have a storage.
That's kind of nifty.
Right. It has a four cylinder. I believe it's a four cylinder engine. There's nothing wrong with that, of course. However, when you come into your specifications of that thing, it puts out an absolutely amazing 94 horsepower at 6,000 RPM.
Right.
On the other hand, this thing is so small, you drive up to a grocery store, you go through the automatic doors, and it's great. You can just drive up and down.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, will speak on the Kia Rio in just a bit. It's the Live 88.5 Startup.
And dark 12 degrees Friday, 19 Saturday, 20 Sunday. Beautiful.
Cool.
Right now, minus one, minus seven with a wind chill in Ottawa.
It's the Live 88.5 Startup. I'm Catfish Morgan, and every couple of weeks we talk with Jim Bray. He's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. He doesn't actually deploy the airbags, but he sits in many a car and has some fine reviews. You can find those online, live885.com. Click on the startup engine. And Jim, tell us about the Kia Rio that you were in recently.
Now, this one's the real thing. You know, it's a nice little, again, entry level. It's about the same class, I'd say, as the Toyota Yaris. You know, the Hyundai Accent. Well, probably is a Hyundai Accent below the surface. And other than a few minor quibbles, I really like this one. Now, this one, we talked about the Scion a little while ago there, and it was just about 18.3. This one came in at 18.8, and it had everything in it. It had, leather-wrapped steering wheel, which I don't really care about, but it had Bluetooth connectivity that you could actually connect to. I mean, I connected to the Scion, but I never could figure out how to work it. A nice infotainment system with a touchscreen, backup camera. The only thing I didn't like really about it was the touchscreen. Instead of having radio preset buttons you could just touch, you had to scroll up and down through the presets, which kind of, why bother? You don't have presets in that case.
Right.
Might as well just tune. Other than that, the engine was a little noisy when cold. It's like it didn't want to wake up for the morning or go out. But once you got going, it was fine. Didn't like the traction control. I found it very obtrusive in the snow. But on the other hand, it has a nice six-speed automatic transmission with a good manual mode that made up for the traction control in the snow. So that worked out really well.
Yeah.
Nice handling, good suspension, kind of very sporty, I wouldn't say cat-like. I mean, the market segment that it's in.
Yeah.
But for that segment, I would say it handles very, very nicely. Good steering feel, decent audio system, but a very nice car. And this one came in, this one I think is about 138 horsepower. Yeah, 138 horsepower.
Yeah.
So, it moves along at a nice little clip. I really like this car.
Sounds like it comes with a lot more standard equipment than other cars in its class.
Hyundai's also doing the same sort of thing, and I guess the other ones are going to have to start offering that just to keep up with it. But, yes, it's a 1.6-liter engine. It's, direct gas injection, 16-inch alloy wheels, heated seats, air conditioning, power sunroof.
Wow.
Really, for basically 19 grand, you're getting a heck of a car here.
Cool. Sounds great. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find his reviews at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is...